SKT's Vice Chairman Park Young-ho meets the President of Palau to support Pusan's bid to host the World Expo 2030. Palau to support Pusan's bid to host the World Expo 2030_PC. SK Telecom, NYSE, SKM, hereinafter referred to as SKT, today announced that Vice Chairman Park Young-ho and CEO Ryu Young-song met with Sir Angel S. Whips Jr., the President of the Republic of Palau, yesterday and requested the Palauan government to support Pusan's bid to host the World Expo 2030. They also discussed cooperation to upgrade Palau's communication infrastructure. At the meeting, Vice Chairman Park Young-ho said, "The World Expo 2030 Pusan highlights the seriousness of the global climate change and the need for each country to take an active response. It will also serve as a great opportunity for Palau to experience Korea's innovative technologies and methodologies to respond to climate change." Palau's President Sir Angel S. Whips Jr. said, "Palau is facing a climate crisis due to sea level rise caused by global warming. I highly appreciate that the World Expo 2030 Pusan puts a great emphasis on the international community's interests and efforts to overcome climate change." Last year, at the 26th United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, COP26, held in Glasgow, Scotland, President Sir Angel S. Whips Jr. strongly criticized the G20 countries and the international community for not taking enough action against climate crisis. SKT CEO Ryu Young-song also suggested cooperation with the Palauan government to upgrade Palau's current 4G LTE infrastructure to 5G. Based on SKT's technologies and experience accumulated through the world's first commercialization of 5G, we can work together to build 5G infrastructure in Palau, said CEO Ryu Young-song. President Sir Angel S. Whips Jr. showed great interest in SKT's 5G infrastructure build across Korea and other advanced technologies including AI, Metaverse, IoT, and cloud services. There also was discussion about renewable energy, an industry that SKT also has much experience in. Vice Chairman Park Young-ho and CEO Ryu Young-song also visited Malaekkaeo Korean Commemoration Park, established in 2004 to commemorate the Korean victims who died in Palau during World War II, and discussed ways to improve roads and facilities inside the park to attract more Korean visitors. Meanwhile, SKT has become the first Korean mobile operator to provide LTE roaming service to customers traveling to Palau, a popular tourist destination for Koreans, in June this year.